Afternoon, Ross. We may digress as a result of an email that's come in. Alan says, love your show. Welcome back. He said, I love the Dr. Ross Walker segment. I love the Dr. Ross Walker segment.
What a great man.
I have a question for you, he says.
Yeah.
As you were talking about the flu, what does he say here? He says, how long does it take to actually get over the flu? And once you've had it, can you get it again? Can you get a different type? And there's a third point here. Should I still get the flu injection if I've had the flu?
All brilliant questions. And firstly, can I say it can take, it's so variable. It can take you a few days, and depending on your exposure to different types of influenza and your own immune system, you might be over proper influenza just in a week. But most people, the illness lasts for a week or two, and even then you can be feeling pretty washed out for a few more weeks after that. And I say to anyone, when you've had a serious bout of anything, it takes your body a good 3 months before you're absolutely back to normal. So if you have a bout of pneumonia unrelated to influenza, you should give yourself 3 months out of vigorous activity, because you can really upset the body if you keep pushing yourself during it. So the answer is, I can't give you a specific time frame for it because everyone's different, but it's average 1 to 2 weeks when you're sick, and another few weeks before you're actually starting to feel well again. And absolutely, if you had a really bad bout, probably 3 months before you're absolutely back to normal. So that's the first thing. Now, secondly, can you get the flu again if you've had influenza? Of course you can, because it's a different strain every year, and some people, like I've had in through my own life probably 6 or 7 really bad bouts of influenza, because my immune system loves it. I hate it, but my immune system really soaks it up. So I have to have the flu vaccine every year, which I do, otherwise I come down like a ton of bricks. And I know other people say never had the flu in my life. I don't know what people are talking about, but that's because their immune system's got very good immune blockers to influenza, but they might get a bad bout of COVID. So just because you get one illness doesn't mean you get another one. You won't get another one. So it's just the immune system working specifically on that particular virus. So yes, you can get it again. If you've had a bad bout of proven influenza this year, do I think there's any point having the flu vaccine? Well, probably yes, because there are different types of influenza that comes through. There's 2 types of influenza A that you're vaccinated against, 2 types of influenza B. So you might get one of the other strains. So yes, you could have it. It's not going to hurt you to have it, but I'd wait a good 6 weeks after the illness just to let the thing clear out of your immune system.
I didn't realise that. That's really good advice. So if people listening to us this afternoon have actually had some form of viral flu, and as today, June 1, you can in New South Wales and also in southern Queensland, as we go 2 of an afternoon, you can go and get a free flu injection. Mm. If you've just gone through having, maybe you're in my situation, and I'm sure there are many listening to us this afternoon that are feeling exactly the same way, with a stuffed up nose and a sore throat, etc. If you're just getting over that, don't go and have this free flu injection now. Wait.
Yeah, just wait a few weeks. But you didn't have proven influenza.
No.
If you've had proven influenza, I think you should probably wait about 6 weeks. And I'm just making this up. There's no guidelines for this. I'm just thinking logically.
Right.
Give your body some time to get over it. But if you've had what you've had and you haven't had a flu vaccine, then I'd wait a couple of weeks. If you're back on your feet, then go and have the flu vaccine. And the reason I'm saying all this is because some people have influenza and COVID at the same time, the vaccines. And I think it's better just to let your immune system to cope with one thing at a time, whether it's the infection or a vaccination, just do one thing at a time.
And you can't get influenza from getting wet and getting cold, can you?
No. But what happens when you get wet and get cold is the little hair cells, so it's your respiratory system have these little, like it's almost like a broom brushing the mucus out of your respiratory system. They get depressed during the cold, and so it's easier for bugs to get into your system during cold, which is why we tend to get more respiratory viruses during the cold, although we did have COVID during summer.
Yeah. Okay. Our time is up. Went short today. Went quick, didn't it? Always does when we talk to Dr. Ross Walker. Mate, thank you for changing days. We appreciate it. And we'll be back to normal. So I'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Anything for the great Brent Bob.